Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Well, you know, in the back of your mind today, as it is in every day, you've been thinking about how do I grow my business? How do I make more money? But did you really think about it, or did you just show up this morning and take care of all of your responsibilities, make sure your people were doing what they needed to do, and we're getting on track to a successful day? But to be successful, of course, we need to really focus on our business and our growth strategies. And you've heard me say this before. So here's the few ideas that you might want to consider to help you grow your business. Well, the first one is hire the right people. It is inevitable one of two things are going to happen. Someone is going to quit for whatever reason. They've moved, they're retiring, they got another job, they don't like what they're doing, but they are going to leave. Someone is going to unfortunately be asked not to come back because they're not doing their job, which gives you an opportunity to hire the right people. Hiring the right people is really what business success is all about. If you hire the right people, people who know more than you do about the particular subject that they're working on, whether it's sales or HR or marketing or whatever it happens to be, customer service, whether it's a mechanic, it doesn't really make any difference. Hire the right people with the right attitude. You are so far ahead if you do that. And you have to understand what you're selling. What are you really selling? Do you understand your products inside out? Are you able to explain to the people that are selling your products, if you have salespeople, what they're selling? And what they're really selling, is helping other business people make money. How does your product or service help them do that? And do you understand how to relate to your employees, how to talk to them? Every single person is different. Every single person understands communication different. Have you really watched their body language? Have you really watched them and said, how do I best communicate with this person to help them get the best results for their success and for the company's success? And always, always, always have a backup plan. Don't just say, this is my plan, this is going to work. And even if it is working, have a backup plan. Because if you don't have a backup plan, at some point, whatever you're doing, whether it's your marketing materials, your sales plan, whether it's looking to hire another person in a key position, you are going to need that backup plan. And you want to put it in effect immediately. You want to be able to really reach out and say to yourself in your mind, you know, I understand what to do because I have got a backup plan. You also need to be flexible. You need to understand that with our employees, we need to be flexible. With our customers, we need to be flexible. And we need to be able to absolutely change, not for the sake of change, but for the sake of change of doing a better job for the customer, for the employees, for ourselves. If you don't do that, then, and you're rigid, at some point, it will destroy your business. And as we've talked about before, we've talked about training your employees. Consistent, constant training. Not training where you have someone come in for a week and train them, but train them in small increments, small things every single day. Try to help them understand how to do a better job, how to relate to people in a better way, how to think in a better way. And you know how we really need to train? You, yes, you, the CEO, president, or business owner. Are you training yourself? What are you reading throughout the week? What are you learning? What are you understanding about your business? Because if you're not training yourself, how can you understand what you need to train other people for? And always think ahead. Don't just think about today. Think about tomorrow, this week, this year. Listen to what's happening. Keep your ear to the ground, as they say. What's happening in your industry? What's happening in your community? What's happening in your business? What reports are you getting back from your people that are out there talking to customers? What are customers telling you? If you think about these points, and of course there are many, many more, you'll find that you will be running a more successful business. And isn't that what we all want? A more successful business with less stress. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.